From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Arkansas police say at least one person is still unaccounted for from the flash flood that swept through an Arkansas campground Friday. Rescuers found a body today, bringing the death toll to 19. They searched most of a 20-mile area downriver of the campground. From the Rescue Command Center in Langley, Arkansas, NPR's Wade Goodwin reports crews are now shifting their focus.
The search has kind of been reduced to several massive debris piles, one 30 feet high and 150 feet long. These debris piles are impossible to attack. They're so big and so remote. They've got six cadaver dog teams and four more on the way, and they're going to try to search these debris piles using these dogs.
Authorities have released the names of some of the victims. They include seven children. President Obama is preparing to pay his fourth visit to the Gulf Coast tomorrow and Tuesday. He'll be going to states he hasn't yet visited since the April oil spill, Alabama, Mississippi, and Florida. The president is due to meet with BP's chairman at the White House later this week, and NPR's Netta Ulaby reports he'll be pressing Tony Hayward to set up a special account to pay for damages.
The president has made no secret of his irritation with BP's handling of the oil spill crisis and its handling of claims. Last week, he said he did not want to see BP nickel and dime businesses having a very tough time in the wake of the disaster. The website Politico today reported that the White House expects BP to set up an escrow account to pay for outstanding damage claims. The payouts would be administered by an independent panel set up just for this purpose. According to Politico, the president intends to use his full legal authority to ensure that BP set aside necessary funds to pay people and businesses affected by the spill. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
Pakistan is condemning a new report from the London School of Economics that says Pakistani intelligence agents are actively involved in supporting Taliban militants in Afghanistan. Pakistan calls the findings baseless and degrading. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports the new study alleges support for the Taliban is part of official policy at Pakistan's intelligence agency, the ISI.
Author, researcher Matt Waldman maintains that the links between the Taliban and Pakistan's intelligence service run so deep that ISI agents attend meetings of the Taliban Supreme Council, the so-called Quetta Shura. The report says Pakistan gives extensive support to the insurgency through funding, munitions, and supplies. It also alleges that President Asif Ali Zardari met with some 50 Taliban members in a secret prison in Pakistan, an allegation that a presidential spokeswoman called outrageous. The London School of Economics report is based largely on interviews with unnamed Taliban field commanders, then corroborated by a Western analyst and a senior UN official based in Kabul. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
This is NPR. Thousands of Uzbeks are fleeing their homes in southern Kyrgyzstan and heading to Uzbekistan. They're hoping to escape ethnic violence by armed Kyrgyz gangs. Nearly 100 people have been killed over the past few days. Russia has sent paratroopers in to protect its military bases in Kyrgyzstan and says it'll hold a meeting tomorrow to consider the Kyrgyz government's request for Russian troops to help stop the violence. Libya appears to be ready to pay compensation for supplying explosives to the Irish Republican Army, which killed and wounded hundreds of people in Northern Ireland and the British mainland years ago. But as Larry Miller reports from London, Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi is not expected to accept liability.
Colonel Gaddafi will reportedly pay up to $3 billion in compensation to victims of IRA terrorism. During the 1980s and 90s, Libya supplied vast quantities of Semtex that was used by the IRA in at least 10 deadly explosions. It was also used by the splinter group The Real IRA in the Omagh bombing that killed 29 and injured more than 200 others. London Sunday Times says the payment is part of a trade deal between the UK and Libya. The Times says Gaddafi will present the payment as a goodwill gesture, but will not take responsibility. One victim's relative says the move sends a message that those who support terrorism will be pursued however long it takes. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
In first-round play at the World Cup in South Africa today, Ghana beat Serbia 1-0, a bittersweet victory for Ghana's coach, who is Serbian. Germany beat Australia 4-0, and Slovenia beat Algeria 1-0. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.